All right, we are back with the 2024 version of the marriage series. And I'm John.
And I'm Brandy on here.
And we are going to talk about, so Brandy put a post out there and asked, what subjects that you all want covered on the podcast this year for marriage. And Brandy, would you share just a couple of the ones and which one we decided to do
Sure.
tonight?
I put on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, not the Refuge one, but what people would want to hear out of our podcast. And I got 31 comments. A lot of people just wanted to know the link, but a couple people said, let's see, sorry. Choosing to go first and showing kindness in the midst of struggle was one of them.
Which we will cover.
Which we will cover. And the importance of dating your spouse. My friend Misty asked about that and often. And that's actually what we're going to cover tonight. And the one that we're going to highlight is date nights.
Yep, we're going to talk about the importance of date nights, taking time, whether you have children or you don't have children, to continue to date each other even into late into the marriage. And so that'll be our topic. We'll talk about that. Then the second part of our podcast episode, we'll be talking about different games, card games.
Date
Brandy,
night games.
yeah, Brandy bought a couple of date night game ideas, and so she'll be sharing some of that, and we'll go through those because we have found those to be helpful to spark some conversation and to
Yes.
get a little deeper than the surface level stuff. So, Brandy, why do you think date nights are important?
Well, I know, like, when we were first married, it was super important because, for one, just getting me out of the house, and for you and I to have connection outside of the kids. We had a pretty busy life. We had church. We had church all the time. Pretty much, when you're in the ministry, you live and breathe church. And then we just had you worked, and then I was raising five kids, so busy, very busy. But we were very intentional on having date nights. Each place, and that's one of the best memories I have of each place that we've lived, because we've lived in several different, places, Missouri and California, back to California and back to Missouri. And some of my favorite places were our date night places because of the memories that we made there and just the conversations that we had, that intentionality of looking each other in the eyes across the table, sharing food, laughter, catching up on our goals, where we're going in life, making sure we're on the same page and raising our kids. Date night was just crucial. Now, we didn't, one thing that we did do that I did like also is that we separated date night from, we had a date sync night. That was the night that we got to talk about the kids, got to talk about our schedules and everything else. But then we had regular date nights where we didn't, like, we're not talking about the kids. We're talking about me and you. Because we knew, and oh, don't get me started on but we knew that they were going to grow up and be gone, and it would just be us. It just felt so far away then. And now here we are. And I'm really, really glad that we're intentional with that.
Yeah, the word that comes to my mind is reconnect.
Yes.
Because, when your life is so hectic and busy and you're taking care of the kids and work and just everything going on, you tend to drift,
Yeah, easily.
and so date nights were always like that. Reconnect. Okay, let's talk about things.
Yeah.
Let's live life. Let's do life together. And it's almost the reminders of what we did when we first met.
Yeah.
It was like going back to those days where, you know, I'm trying to woo this girl and, that's part of, you know, staying in that romantic, you know, place with your spouse is that you,
yeah,
you know, dating is almost like, you know, oh man, I got, you know, the butterflies in my stomach. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And, man, you know that it's going to be you too going. And one of the things that I was going to ask you about was, what about doing like double dates? Do you think that's important with other spouses? Or,
I mean, I think it's fun. You and I did it a couple times with Dave and Ange, and we do it with Mark and Poupée now. And,
yeah,
you know, we have couples that we go out and we have double dated with. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Just long as that's not like the all the time,
yeah,
and that you're making that time for you alone. And that it's also that you're double dating with someone who is going to be healthy for your marriage.
Yeah.
Not bring tension or division.
Yeah. Right.
Be intentional with that too, who you choose to spend your time with.
Talk about, so something we always struggled with was when you don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't go out of a fancy dinner or something like that. You know, talk about maybe some ideas, some things we did, or maybe you heard other people have done to have a date night that is maybe balling on a budget.
Well, we did coupons, lots of coupons. Groupon was my best friend when we lived in Reedley, California. So I would do coupons, and I would strategically choose, you know, this much money to spend, and knowing that I'm to spend some there for, you know, the tip and the other, you know, count it. And we always did water. We still to this day do water with lemon, and well, at least I do. And but it's always free. and then we just do, you know, super budgeted. And then we would do picnics sometimes. We'd grab like a Subway sandwich and split it and go sit at the park. We recently did that not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we still keep up with some of those like things that we did.
Or maybe even making something at the house.
Yeah, making sandwiches, packing
it.
Yeah.
You know, taking it out to the park if the weather's nice.
Yeah, for sure. There's so many ideas. You can look up on Pinterest, on, you know, there's books that have ideas. I mean, everyone pretty much has a cell phone. You could Google cheap date night ideas,
mm-hmm,
and come up with something pretty creative. So I think that even depending on where you're at in life, like get a sitter outside of the home and make dinner for each other, like candlelight dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You did that for our anniversary one time. We were pretty broke, and you and the kids made me dinner. And you said, go out. And I went out for a little bit. I think I went grocery shopping or something. And I came home, and you guys had this dinner. Trenton was all dressed up in a little tux waiting for me at the front door with a little towel over his hand. He was like 9. And yeah, it was super cute. And you guys served me dinner. It was great. So you even got the kids in on date night. And then they all went to their rooms, and we had a candlelight anniversary dinner. So that was sweet.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was good.
Good memories.
I love that. So what we'll do, we'll break here.
Okay.
And then we'll come back, and we'll talk about these games you bought.
All right, sounds good. All right, so we're back, and we're going to do a product reveal for date night ideas. Since date night was our topic, and we had one of our friends reach out and ask us about, hey, do you have, what's the name of that game that I guess we'd mentioned on our podcast, a game that we play in the car, and it's a game that my sister got us. I actually don't have that with me, but I think we listed it. Didn't we list that one on our, oh no, we didn't. But we decided to go ahead and grab some games and try them out live on this podcast. So you are seeing this as we see this. Well, you're not technically seeing it. You're hearing about it. But one of the ones I ordered was Love Language. Better language for better love. And I actually saw it on Amazon. but I ordered it off of Temu.
Shout out Temu.
I don't know that I can recommend Temu yet because I'm just not sure if it's a shady company or not. But so far, these games were cool and came like in the legit boxes and stuff. So, okay. Anyways.
So this, we have opened the box.
We've opened the box. Got? I've got.
We've never seen this.
Yes. So they've got, looks like there's no, the problem with Temu, and maybe they do in Amazon, there's no instructions. So you kind of got to, most of these ones that I have gotten, the card games, they're usually like figure it out. It's just kind of opening communication with each other. So this one has what looks like past and future cards.
The cards on the outside say blah, blah, blah.
They say blah, blah, blah. And then at the bottom, they say past and future, couple, family, individual.
Individual.
Past and future.
Yeah, we already did that one.
Wait, there was another. Sex and intimacy.
Yeah. So give us one. An example.
So an example of individual. What advice would you give your younger self? And so then you, so John and I like to take these like on our road trips. These are the kind of cards that we like to take on our road trips, on our weekends away. We drive to Kansas City to see our grandkids and our son and his wife, our daughter-in-law, like once a month. So we like to take those on our long drives, and these will be great for that.
So answer it, bro.
Okay, so what? Okay, we're gonna do it. Okay, so yes. What advice would you give your younger self?
See, and that's the awesome part about these card games is it really makes you think deep, and you learn so much about each other.
So much about each other.
So I want to know.
Okay, so advice I would give myself.
Your younger self.
Younger self.
Young Brandy.
Oof. Time is going to go by so fast. Make sure that you're intentional. There's just things that I wish I would have been more patient and soaked in memories, especially the kids, mm-hmm. because it's gone. I wish I would have been more intentional with my words. So I would tell my younger self to be kinder, mm-hmm. more intentional, and more patient. What would you tell yourself?
Chill out. Don't take it so serious.
Yeah.
Enjoy the process. Enjoy the just each moment. Take in each moment for what it is.
Yeah.
And don't be so uptight.
That's good.
Yeah. That's definitely what I would do. Give us another one.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay, we're gonna leave the sex and intimacy one. Yeah. I turned to one of the cards and I'm like, yeah, that's a little personal.
Yeah.
No. All right, so let's go to couple. Have you changed since we were first together? So it's a question for you.
Okay. Have I changed? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Life beats you up pretty bad when you go through the amount of sickness and illness that I have. It can't help but change you. So, yeah. And you know, you've been with me on this journey. So definitely young John has been humbled into an older
dude. Your sickness changed us both. Your sickness definitely changed you tremendously. I think personally for the better. We've talked about it so many times on this podcast, just how you realize how quick life can go by and how it can end in a moment. So you're just a little more intentional. And it just definitely, you were already one of the best people I ever knew, but it made you even kinder and more gracious. And so,
yeah.
So I definitely say that it changed you and me both. All right. Family.
Let's do one more
okay
on this game.
What is the first thing you think of when you hear the word home?
You.
That's awesome.
When I think of home, I don't think of a building.
Yeah.
I definitely think of a person. That when I, you know, when I'm away at work or wherever I'm at, or if I have to go on a trip, like I've had to in the past, even if I'm at a cool men's conference or something at church, I'm like, man, I just want to be home with Brandy.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's good. I think of sanctuary. When I was younger, I heard someone say that your home is your sanctuary, and that it was important to make that a safe place for your family. And that's something that I strive to do. It's not something that I was always good at doing, and it's still working at that. But I think of it's a safe place. It's like a place where you could have a really, really crappy day at work, but you're going to come home to people who love you. And then what?
Just move the mic over a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I just want to be able to hear you.
And then, yeah, it's just a safe place.
Sorry, we had just a quick technical difficulty there. But I love that, Bren.
All right, one more past and future. What is the one thing you hope to accomplish in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, oh my gosh, I feel like we just talked about this too.
Yeah, we
did. This was a part of the other card game. I think there's a lot to be said for that, but something I've been thinking about a lot is what I'm leaving behind.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I want to make sure that I'm leave, not just like material things. I'm thinking more of
like legacy.
Yeah, well, spiritually, what am I leaving for you and the kids?
Yeah. All right. So far, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Good. So that was the first card game, love language.
Love language. Better language for better love. I will put a link from the Amazon one. We didn't get through all the cards or even go through them like we usually do. I will say, be careful. Make sure that you read some of these cards. Make sure that you're using wisdom when you use them. My sister got us one that has been absolutely great. We absolutely love it. But there was some cards in there that were almost seemed like they were trying to start a fight. And so you got to just throw those out. Just like questions about, you know, past relationships and like super inappropriate questions that you're like, no, why would I, why would we talk about that? Just choose wisely. So you just got to go through some of them. But the one that we did do on our last trip that we ordered from Amazon, it's called Date Deck. And I will put a link to that one because I went through every single card and this is safe. There was only one.
It was good.
Yeah, only one on there that was like, depending how you took the question, could be like, you know, it just, but only one out of the whole 50. So it's just you go through 50 prompts talking, you know, with fun and meaningful date night ideas for the couples. So we, like I said, we took it on our trip, went through several of them and really got to know each other. It was great. So this one, the date deck, I would give an A+ just because I think the questions were good. It was safe. Love language, I think it's good so far. Those were.
Yeah, we haven't gone through all the cards, but we'll definitely give it a look. And it seems like it's going to be a good option for date nights.
So we got a couple more that we're going to go and look through and then do another session on. But we got some scratch off date night ideas. And then
that'll be on the next
conversation starters for husband and wife. But we'll let you know how that goes.
All right.